Campbell and Farwell's Top 10 Moments of 2015.
Number 4.
Yep, the NFL season kicked off last night. True. I want to talk about it because the New England Patriots absolutely destroyed my team.
I thought they won 28-21.
Yeah, but it was the score does not indicate the quality of the game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They were embarrassed. They were down 21-3. I could go on and on. I did not enjoy the game at all. But I had been reading this fascinating story all week, and we all heard about the deflated balls in the AFC Championship game last week when the New England Patriots allegedly cheated to make the balls easier to grip. They underinflated them by league standards and cheated their way to victory. And they've been accused of cheating forever. Honestly, like, this goes back. I was reading this great article in ESPN this week that just documents all of the accusations of cheating. Sometimes they've been caught. They used to spy on other teams' coaching signals. And then there's the deflating of the balls that goes on and on and on and on. And wouldn't you know, last night, apparently, there was some kind of communication problem in New England's football stadium, so the Pittsburgh Steelers coaches couldn't talk to one another.
Let me get this straight. A field of no less than 100 men, and they had trouble communicating? Say it ain't so! I don't even.
Okay. Why don't you listen to my head coach after the game, and then you decide. Pauly?
See, thanks for telling my point.
Usually you point to me.
You must be kidding.
You usually point to me when you want me to hit a button.
Do you see, you guys? They can't communicate.
I can't believe that just happened.
Because they have penises, they don't know how to talk to anybody. You see it just happened right here in front of my face.
Everybody listening right now,
by the way.
Everybody
honestly,
listening
people.
Right now knew exactly what I meant. And this dumb cuff over here.
Oh, maybe you guys need some hand signals. Like the sports.
We
the
do have hand signals. You just point to me when you want me to hit a button.
That was the best thing
that's
ever happened.
Should I hit the button now?
Jennifer, I'm leaving this in your hands because clearly only you can communicate with him.
Pauly, what I think would enhance this bit and actually make people, you know, be invested in it is for them to hear the audio of Farwell's Pittsburgh coach discussing why he thinks it was fake, that it wasn't really like a technical problem, that the Tom Brady screwed with the headsets. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
I got it.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Let's go
ahead.
Mike, what exactly happened? You just didn't have any communication?
We were listening to the Patriots radio broadcast for the majority of the first half on our headsets.
Is it coach to coach or the coach to quarterback?
Coach to coach.
Coach to coach.
The New England Patriots cheat better than anybody else. That's all they do. They cheat. They're the best cheaters in the National Football League.